Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast. My name is Erica, and I am the face behind Bring Your Own Kombucha. This week's episode, I interview the owner of Moon Cycle Bakery, Devin Loftus, and this is definitely one of my favorite episodes, probably because it talks about both food and health and wellness, and her baked goods are freaking amazing. So basically, Moon Cycle Bakery is a home delivery service that delivers sweet treats directly to your doorsteps. So Devin talks a lot about her own autoimmune disorder that she has and how she was able to really work through the symptoms using food and healthy ingredients. And these treats really tailor to her hormone issues. But it doesn't just apply to someone who is sick with an autoimmune disease or anything like that. It also applies for people who, or I should say women, who, you know, get their period and they have these chocolate cravings or berry cravings or whatever you're craving. So what happens is you can like set up an auto renew, and once a month you'll receive these really healthy treats that help satisfy you during that time of the month. So for example, she has these really amazing ginger cookies, and basically ginger is one of those treats that can help with morning sickness. She also has these turmeric golden milk cookies, which helps with inflammation. This is such a fun episode. I think her idea, I think that her bakery is absolutely genius. So genius. I got to taste a lot of the bakery items myself, and they were delicious. So head over to mooncyclebakery.com and check her out. And without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Now I'm kind of craving like those tumor cookies. Hi, everyone. And before we jump into today's podcast episode, I just want to give a big shout out to Pink Tomato Skincare. So let me preface this with, I'm actually recording this ad while I'm breastfeeding, so you might hear little Elizabeth in the background. So let's talk about Pink Tomato Skincare. And the reason I want to bring them up is because I stumbled upon them at a health and wellness event. And upon like looking further into the company, I found out that they are actually all organic. They don't test on animals. They are vegan. They use natural aromas. And they also use eco packaging, which I feel like is very hard to find. So I was able to connect with the owner, Gina, who is a badass mama. She runs this business and raises her little boy, and he is just absolutely adorable. Definitely head over to her Instagram at Pink Tomato Skincare. I use a lot of her products. I would say that my favorite product of hers, and you probably see me wearing this a lot on Instagram, is her face mask. She has this pink face mask that is basically a rejuvenating cold facial, and you can put it in the freezer or in the fridge, whichever you prefer. I always put it in the freezer, and then you wear it for about like 15 minutes after you apply your favorite face cream, and it really tightens up your skin. It soothes your skin. It reduces the appearance of wrinkles. It reduces the size of pores, which is really ideal for basically all types of skin types. Furthermore, it actually fights acne, and it acts as acupuncture meridian that promotes circulation, helping, you know, rejuvenate the skin. So there's a lot of benefits to that one. And then my second favorite product is actually, you can use it for babies as well, but I use this prior to having Lizzie. It's called a konjac sponge. And Gina actually creates a couple different varieties, but for the most part, all three varieties are 100% natural. They're made without preservatives. They're made without artificial coloring, without chemical additives, no artificial chemicals. It's 100% biodegradable. And basically the purpose of the konjac sponge is that it starts out dry and it becomes hard. And then when you soak the sponge in water, you squeeze it and use it all over your body and face with circular motions, and it gently balances the pH of your skin. And you know that it's the real deal when it was actually created for babies, but because of the amazing qualities of it, adults started using it and seeing their positive effects. So I encourage you all to head over to www.pinktomatoskincare.com and try out Gina's product. She's also on Instagram and Facebook. And again, you can just find her at Pink Tomato Skincare. And for a sweet discount, you can use BYOK18 and make sure the BYOK is capitalized. And Gina will hook you up with, just a sweet discount for being a listener of the BYOK podcast. So head over there and check her out. Hi, Devin, and welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Why don't you give everybody a brief background about yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Devin. I am the founder of Moon Cycle Bakery. We are a hormone-supportive sweet treat delivery service. So we really focus on our foundations are empowerment, education, choice, and celebration. So we really focus on not only creating treats that will nourish your body physiologically, but also nourish your soul during a time of the month or throughout your cycle that is not always easy and does not always feel like a cause for celebration. So I started Moon Cycle about a year ago. We launched a Kickstarter, and I really found myself there in a myriad of ways. My wellness story, I think like most people's, is, and much like life, is a bit of a zigzag. So my wellness journey actually started when I was in high school, and I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, chronic fatigue. And that was kind of the intro into how to use and see food as medicine, because at that time, there really wasn't much research on it, and there definitely wasn't much medicine. You know, with autoimmune disease, it's a lot of it is diet and lifestyle choices. So at this point, I really started to, smoothies were like kind of my first intro into wellness, and they were what eventually helped me get back to school, because I was so sick I couldn't go to school for a while. So that was kind of where it started. And then as I got older, I just learned to pay attention to my body more. And in college, I went on birth control. And it was around that time that I moved out to the West Coast. And I started noticing that my body wasn't functioning optimally. And I couldn't figure it out. And it was actually my dad who suggested that I go off of birth control, since he noticed that I started talking about these symptoms when I went on it. And that ended up being what it was. So that kind of opened my eyes to, again, more of a holistic approach to birth control and how what I put into my body affects my mind, body, and spirit. And it just continued with bouts of ovarian cysts and then most recently hypothyroidism. So, you know, I kind of look at the wellness journey as that. You know, I feel like it's kind of a cliche term at this point, but it very much is a journey, in the sense that you just never know what's going to come next. And for me, wellness is such a big part of it, because no matter what comes next, I feel like I have my tools to navigate it. And that's very much of what we really stress and try to make Moon Cycle, is this place that is going to support your regimen no matter what it looks like, and help you nourish your body while still living life and celebrating it.
I love that you really honed in on the fact that wellness is a journey, and it's kind of like this never-ending journey.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and it's our biggest teacher, you know, in that respect.
Absolutely. Now, was there like a certain reason you decided to move out to the West Coast, or?
Yeah, it's funny. I moved out to the West Coast. My background, I am a journalist and creative writing major. That was my bachelor degree. And then I decided to go back to school for product development, mainly in fashion, because I love design. But of course, you know, as it goes, life had its own plans. And I end up using most of my design background now for product development for Mooncycle, as well as all of the branding and the marketing, et cetera. So I came out west for a writing job. I was working at a woman's website, and I loved it. I love writing. I always will. It's definitely my first love. But I just fell in love with the West Coast, and 7 years later, here we are.
I love that. And that's actually where your company is based out of, correct? It's for the most
yes.
part on the West Coast?
Yep, exactly. So we are based out of a little, right outside of Olympia, Washington, which is a little city, about an hour and a half south of Seattle. And my husband and I, we moved up here from the Bay Area, which is where we were for about 6 years. We built a tiny house. We were on the show Tiny House Nation, and
how cool!
Yeah, it was so much fun, and such an awesome experience. And we have this amazing tiny house, and we wanted land. We wanted to be able to see what it was like to live on land, to have the space. And my husband's a chef, so he wanted to see what it was like to grow his own food. So we moved up to Washington, and we live right now on a 5-acre farm, and we have goats and chickens, and it is a dream. It's been so awesome, and it's really what has allowed me to grow Mooncycle, because I was able to kind of have this sanctuary that I could grow in and give attention to the business.
So cool. So is your husband also involved in helping create some of the recipes and see the chef, or is this primarily your baby?
This is primarily my baby. He, in the beginning, after we had the Kickstarter, we had a lot of orders we had to fill immediately. So he was helping me bake, which was awesome. He's a chef, but he's also a pro baker. So that was great. But as far as the recipes go, I originally, when I first launched, worked with Katie Lemons from Twist of Lemons and Alyssa Melody from Root and Bones. She has an adaptogen company. And we kind of came together and looked at recipes and ingredients that would help support people during their cycle. So that's how it started. And then now as it's grown, the team has grown. So we have a couple of interns. And we all work together to create the recipes with the same integrity and science behind it of how it will help people during their cycle.
So cool. So before we get into the actual products that you guys have, I just want to clarify something for the listeners at home. It's an actual delivery service and not a physical bakery, correct? Like not
yes,
a location
exactly.
where you can go in.
Well, yeah, so we are starting to pop up in some places. It's funny because there's one place in Olympia that we're going to be offering our goods. It's just in the beginning stages of opening. But there's one place in New York, in Troy, New York, that carries our goods. It's called Liza's. It's the most adorable cafe, and she's amazing. So a lot of people have actually been reaching out because they've been finding us through that cafe or knowing who we are and going and getting treats there. So that's been so much fun. If you're around that area and want to try it without having to wait for it to be delivered, you can definitely pick some up there.
Very cool. That's really exciting that you guys are expanding so quickly.
Yeah, thank you. It is. It's really fun.
So what are some of your most popular treats? And, you know, just like two or three popular treats and what are the ingredients behind them that make them different from other products?
Yeah, so I would say our number one most popular treat is our chocolate cup that's sweetened with honey and ginger. And probably in that, tying that at top would be the chocolate cup with gluten-free pretzels. But both of them have, so they're sweetened with honey. So all of our treats are gluten-free, dairy-free, and refined sugar-free. And we do that because around your cycle, especially during menstruation or during the luteal phase right before, your body is already inflamed. And that's a lot of what we describe as PMS symptoms. It's hormone imbalance and our bodies being inflamed. So because of that, we really try to limit the ingredients in other baked goods or sweet treats that will hurt your body more than they will help it during this time. So that being said, obviously chocolate is a huge thing that many of us crave. I know I do. And what I love about this and about all this research is that we crave chocolate for a reason, right? Like our body is trying to tell us that it needs something. One reason that might be is because you're lacking in magnesium. Oftentimes, or before you get your period, as your progesterone rises, your magnesium can drop. And chocolate is chock full of magnesium. So in our chocolate cups, you'll see a lot of cacao. And cacao is great because we try to use cacao in dark chocolate, especially that's over 70% cacao. So it's the littlest form of processing that you can get when it comes to chocolate. So it's different than what you would say you would get in just a chocolate bar. And, you know, aside from just kind of really, what's the word I want to use? Satisfying, I guess is the best word, that craving. When you replenish magnesium, you're also going to help with headaches, bloating, low blood sugar, constipation, sugar cravings, fluid retention, and other symptoms that can happen when your magnesium drops. I would say that's our best seller. It's definitely what I make like a whole bunch when I know my period's coming. Then I would say our next best seller is our turmeric cookie, or what I like to call our golden milk cookie. And that one is so good. So we partnered with a brand called Live24K. It was started by this really lovely woman named Mina Lee. She's a really, really brilliant and very high integrity person. And I say this because her golden milk mixture has no refined sugar and no gums, which is very rare in golden milk mixtures. And this is because she as well has a thyroid. She has Hashimoto's, so she has an autoimmune disorder as well. And so we teamed up with her and we made this cookie, and it's absolutely amazing. And turmeric is great because it helps with inflammation. So again, during the time when your body is just on kind of high alert, it's a great way to bring your inflammation down. And it also is awesome because it's one of the few treats we have that isn't chocolate. So for the people out there that maybe don't crave chocolate or don't like it, it's the way I like to say it is like kind of like a ginger snap, but a little bit elevated. We have candied ginger on top. So that's great too. And the ginger as well is another ingredient that we use that is awesome for your period. I mean, aside from helping with your stomach, you know, any nausea, it also helps with, it's anti-inflammatory, it's antioxidant, and it also helps with pain. So studies have actually found that ginger can help with pain associated with menstruation, such as menstrual cramps, by if you take it the first 2 days before you get your period into the first 3 days, it can make a huge difference in the severity and the duration of pain. So these are kind of the ingredients that we have peppered throughout our treats. I would say the third favorite right now, which is sadly about to go because we are big believers in seasonal eating, is our raspberry thumbprint. And raspberries are awesome because they're not only just high in vitamin C, but they also help your body absorb iron. So that's when we say hormone supportive ingredients, that's what we're talking about. They're really just ingredients that work with your body to help either your body replenish what it's losing or further absorb what it needs.
I'm not gonna lie, I absolutely loved the golden milk cookie. It was so freaking good.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's actually so interesting that you mentioned that about the chocolate, about our body craving chocolate, because I'm currently pregnant and I've craved chocolate several times, which obviously is normal, but
right.
I've been trying to do a little bit of research and figure out like what foods correlate to what my body is lacking. Like I've been really craving a lot of berries and I was like, my body must be lacking something in the berries for me to be craving it.
Yeah.
So I love that you're making that correlation there.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I love that you're doing that too, because I think that's when, you know, people mention, at least for me, when people mention intuitive eating, that's what they're getting at, is just listening to your body and kind of getting curious about what it's craving and what, therefore, what it's asking for. And especially around our cycle, our cravings, our mood swings, our blood, you know, it can tell us so much about where our body's at and what it needs. It's pretty spectacular.
I love that. Now, you kind of mentioned it, but you said that some of your products are, or you guys believe in seasonal eating. So with the holidays around the corner, what do you guys have coming up?
Yeah, so we have... Well, for the holidays, we have a chocolate cup. So it's the same, but instead of being sweetened with honey, we sweeten it with maple syrup. So again, just another sweetener that, when eaten in moderation, won't spike your blood sugar and then cause it to crash, so that you're even more tired than we usually are during our period. So that one... we were offering it for a little while, actually, outside of the holidays, just because it was such a, everyone loved it, and it is delicious, and it also is great because it helps with nausea. You know, peppermint is awesome all around, helps with digestion. But we retired it, and we're going to bring that back for the holidays. For fall, which I'm really excited about, we worked with one of our interns, and she created this amazing, her name's Emily, she created this amazing double pumpkin seeded chai and chocolate chip cashew cookie, and it is unreal. So that I'm super excited about. You know, as fall, I am definitely that very basic person who loves fall scents, fall textures, fall smells, all of it. So I'm super excited to be able to offer a treat that's going to, again, nourish your body, but also be in total celebration with the change of the season.
Oh my God, I love that. I'm fully convinced I need to order that now.
Yes, 100%. I totally agree.
So can you explain a little bit more about how the delivery service works? Do you, as a consumer, do we, you know, kind of just tell you what date our period is? Or, like, how does that all fit into your services?
Yeah. So yes, we make it pretty easy, and we are always pivoting. The best thing we can ever get is your feedback, is our customer feedback. So what we just launched not too long ago, maybe a couple months ago, is now when you go to the Moon Cycle website, you can sign in as a guest, and you can actually order up, if you really wanted to, you could order up to 100 treats per treat. So you could order 100 cookies and 100 brownies and whatever. You don't have to have a profile. You don't have to sign up. You can just kind of get in and out. And as we launch other products as well, like we're launching some non-food products around the holidays, like candles and body and face creams and everything, it's nice because you can kind of just get in and out if, you know, you want to buy something for someone else or whatever. Then if you want to track your period so that your deliveries are being delivered either, you know, right around your period or the week before or whatnot, you would go to our website and sign up. And here is where you would put in your information, like any allergies you have. And this is also where you put in when your last period was, and it would calculate it so that your delivery date is being calculated to be delivered around your next period within a few days. Usually we honestly, I love it because I am kind of blown away by how many times people will reach out to us and be like, you have no idea how badly I needed this. Like, I got my period today and your treat was there. it was there this morning, or, you know, like in the afternoon. And, you know, I love when that happens, because it definitely doesn't always happen, but it's nice to know that it happens quite a bit. So it's pretty simple, and we're working on creating an app that will be released sometime next year, so that the same thing can be your delivery, your preferences, all of that can be managed through your phone.
Honestly, I think the whole concept is so genius, because I feel like I can eat well for like 3/4 of the month, but as soon as my period hits, I'm like a ravenous person and I just eat everything in sight. And to have a delivery service that would be delivering something, you know, like a ginger cookie that's going to help with inflammation or help me get through my period and still be able to indulge, it's just pure genius. I love it.
Yeah, thank you. And I really appreciate you saying that, because I think what I am so passionate about is not only serving people. I mean, that's something that brings me a lot of joy, but I'm also really passionate about the education that goes into it and being able to share that with people. Because I have found in my life, and not even just with health, but in general, that when I understand something and I learn something and it's knowledge, I now can make a more empowered choice. So it's going back to what you said of, I totally agree. And, you know, there is science behind why we crave and we're more hungry, actually, during certain parts of our cycle. And so even just knowing that little bit of like, oh, I am more hungry now than I usually ever am, and looking into my cycle and being like, oh, that's because I'm in this phase and this is what's happening, I can make more informed choices. So, and to your point of, I can eat great 3 to 4 weeks or 3 weeks out of the month, and then the week that my period comes, it's hard. But knowing that this treat is coming, or at least knowing that I have a choice, can make all the difference. A little difference, but it expands out and ripples out, and it can make such a big difference in so many areas of your life. So I love hearing that, because to me, it's, you know, it's beyond just treats. It's beyond just eating well. It's really about feeling confident in yourself and loving your body and listening to what it needs. It's about, celebrating your body in every aspect.
I love that mentality. It's so great. It really is, because, I mean, it's not a lot of people, you know, people who don't intuitively eat, they indulge and then you feel guilty. I've been so guilty of this. And,
oh, totally.
And yeah. Then you feel like crap. And to just have those treats there, knowing that they have the ingredients in there that your body needs and craves, is just perfect. So I really love that concept.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So you kind of touched on this before, but you mentioned that you have an e-course coming up. Can you elaborate that on a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, it's in the very beginning stages, but we are so, so excited. So it's me and one of our teammates, Jenna. She just graduated, so she's a nutritionist now. From NUNM in Portland. We work with a lot of people in Portland, because we're pretty close to Portland, Oregon as well. And yeah, she's amazing. She is brilliant, and she really has so much passion and love for wanting to support people through their period, through pregnancy, postpartum, all of it. So we are creating a course. We're kind of dubbing it right now a lifestyle course for your cycle. And what it's going to contain are things like recipes and shopping lists for each part of your cycle, explaining how ingredients help, kind of like I was talking about before, and teaching everyone what to listen for in their bodies and how to address it with food and holistic approaches. There'll be a little bit of lifestyle things like journal prompts, yoga flows, and other mind-body-spirit techniques for optimal living during your cycle. We'll be teaching various cooking methods for different phases of the cycle. Jenna is a pro at that. And there'll be an overview of the menstrual cycle, including details about nutrient depletions and hormone fluctuations, as well as endocrine disruptors. And we'll be offering up some ideas of how to remove them from your daily life and replace them with non-toxic alternatives. So that's just kind of the bare bones. I mean, we're still building out from there. We actually put a post up the other day on Instagram about, you know, going out to our community and saying, this is what we're thinking about covering. Is there anything else you need? So please, if you're listening and, you know, there's anything that's kind of popped up while I was speaking or while you've been listening to this, feel free to send us an email. We really want to make sure that we are creating a course that covers exactly what you're needing, and maybe sometimes feel like it's covering information that you're not always able to find or not able to find easily.
Now, when do you expect the course to be available to everybody?
So right now, our goal to launch is February or March, and we are very much on track. So yes, that's what we're hoping for, February or March, and we'll definitely be spreading the word as we start to open it up and talk more about it once it's finished, and we can really begin to tell our community about it. So if you're interested, just follow us along on Instagram. That's where most of our posts come out, or sign up for our newsletter. We're always putting new information there, including when treats land, new treats land, discounts and recipes and a whole lot of other fun things. So you can sign up for the newsletter, and you'll definitely you'll be in the know for when the course launches as well.
Very, very cool. So I also just wanted to point out one thing, because I've kind of been like honing on the fact that these treats are perfect for when you have your period. But like you said, it's also good for people who may have like autoimmune diseases, or you even mentioned postpartum before. So yeah. Since I'm pregnant, I would love to know, is there like one particular treat that you guys offer that's good for postpartum?
You know, I love that you said that, because we don't yet. And it's funny, it's something that we're all in the team very passionate about. I don't have a baby yet of my own, but my sister has two little ones, and I vividly remember it because, you know, it's amazing. And I remember the struggles too. I remember what her challenges were. I remember how we kind of helped her in that time. And I remember wanting so badly to do more of that, because you can tell that this is something that so many women feel, and it's not really addressed in a lot of ways, I feel personally. I don't feel like there's a whole lot out there that supports women postpartum, but they need so much, understandably. I mean, they just brought life into the world. So especially when it comes to diet, you know, so many women are tired. They're up every few hours. They're physically tired, and it's hard to eat well when you're exhausted, because you're kind of in survival mode. You just want to reach for the nearest thing, and or you want help, like someone to cook. And so we've talked about certain things of how could we best serve that community. And we have some ideas. We actually, Emily, who I mentioned before, this is her baby. Like, this is her passion. She's really, really into postpartum nutrition and helping women in that time of their life. So yeah, you know, the one thing I love about the interns and our team is they bring so much value. I mean, we would not be where we are today without them. And it really is, we are an extension of them. Like, they are not an extension of us. Like, we are able to give the community what it needs. And in this case, we'll hopefully come up with a treat because of them. And then they go on and out into the world to create even more of it. So yeah, the long answer to your question is we don't have one yet, but I will absolutely keep you posted, because that's something we talked about actually the beginning of this month. So stay tuned for sure.
Yes, definitely keep me posted. And I can't speak from experience, but I have been told by other moms, you know, everybody's so nice to you when you're pregnant. And then once the baby comes out, you know, everybody cares about the baby, but you're kind of, you know, left to like take care of yourself. And
yes,
so yeah. I could definitely see how your treats would also be beneficial to, you know, a new mom who's going through postpartum and just trying to navigate that survival mode.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yep. I will be picking your brain a little bit. Not too long.
Totally. So do you have any favorite wellness podcasts, websites, blogs, Instagram, any of those that you would recommend?
This is such a good question, and it's funny because I was just talking to Charlotte, our director of Mid-Cycle, about it. And I'm kind of in this place right now where I really have been trying to create more than I consume, because I noticed not too long ago, maybe sometime in the winter here, when it's, you know, nice and rainy and you have a lot of time inside to think, that my mental health was just not the best when I was constantly consuming. And I was actually, I wasn't as able or even willing to create. And that's kind of a death for me. Like, I am just a person that wants to create forever. So, so I've kind of limited my podcasts and my TV shows and my Instagram. But I will say, I really love Radiolab. Always loved Radiolab. It's kind of my go-to podcast, and it's not necessarily health, but they do a lot of mostly science-based stuff, and I think it's just fascinating. So if you check that out, my advice would be to check out the one on colors. It is so cool, and they just do it in a really fun way, and I think that, you know, kind of is what I want Mooncycle to be as well, or most things I do is to be rooted in truths, and not even just science, but truths, and but still be very fun and easy to digest. So I would say that's my go-to podcast. I also love the Nourishing Minds podcast. I think they're really awesome women. I love following them on Instagram too. Again, I just feel like they're really fun. They are very real. You know, they really do a great job of putting it out there, helping others see that food can definitely and is definitely medicine to a certain degree, but it's also meant to be enjoyed. So I really believe that. I really believe that you have to have both sides of the coin, and they're very, very great at not only living that way, but really encouraging their listeners to live that way.
I actually have never heard of either one of them, so I'll definitely have to check those out.
Yes, they're amazing. Yeah, awesome. But yeah, I think the best source of inspiration when it comes to health, again, is like, I'm definitely someone that can so easily fall down the rabbit hole of Instagram. And I love Instagram. I love curating things. I think beauty is just as much of medicine as good nutrition is. So I highly value Instagram, but I find that if I need a little bit of a dose of inspiration when it comes to my own health, I'm actually better if I disconnect and like go for a walk and just listen to myself and what I need. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing a little bit more of lately.
That totally makes sense. I feel the same way. I can definitely get caught in that Instagram rabbit hole as much as I love it.
Exactly.
So where can everybody find Mooncycle Bakery? Pimp yourself out. Tell us all your social media handles. We want all the details.
I love it. So right now, the way that our website works is you can go to mooncyclebakery.com, and the way that we are working it is that mooncyclebakery.com is very much like the educational hub. So you'll find our blog posts there. You'll find more about who we are, how we started, what our values are, how we're here to serve you. You'll learn about our treats, and there's also a page called Mission Control. That's where you can go and learn about the ingredients and how they can best support you. If you want to order, there's a link in the top bar that says order now. That will take you to the page where you can actually order the treats. There, you will also learn about the treats. You'll see pictures of the treats. You'll learn about the ingredients further. You can add it to your cart. It's where you can sign up for a subscription. It's also where you can buy things like a gift certificate. We have really, really awesome, these beautiful handmade one-of-a-kind leather moon bags for sale. And like I mentioned, we're going to be offering actually a dish towel with one of our signature recipes on it. We're going to be offering a candle by Jax Kelly. It's totally natural soy based with essential oils. And when you burn it at the bottom, there's a crystal inside. So super fun, as well as some skincare. So that's where you can find all that. And that's where you can order our social media. We're mainly on Instagram. That's kind of where the party's at for us is Mooncycle Bakery. And we're on Facebook as well, but a little bit less. You're more likely to find us hanging out on Instagram.
Perfect. And I have one last question for you. I ask everybody who comes on the podcast, what is your favorite flavor of kombucha?
Oh, that's such a good one. I would say I'm pretty traditional. I love, like, the berry kombuchas. There is a place in Portland called Townsend's, and they serve kombucha and tea. And that's just always my go-to. Anything berry, it makes me, it reminds me of the summer.
I love that. I'm so jealous because I feel like the West Coast has so many more kombucha options than New Jersey, at least. I don't feel like we have hardly any breweries out here. So,
yes, we definitely have. I was just thinking, actually, another one of my favorites is ginger. I mean, I love ginger. That's always my go-to. And this place probably has like 10 flavors on tap. So, yeah, you're going to have to come visit, and you'll be in kombucha wonderland.
Totally envious. Well, thank you so much, Devin. I totally appreciate you coming on the podcast and sharing your knowledge about hormones and Moon Cycle Bakery. I think it's really beneficial for everyone to hear your thoughts on the matter. And I look forward to seeing what's in store for you guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much. This was so great.